You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. Pesticide companies try to figure out just the right combination of chemicals for crops so farmers, bystanders, and neighbors don't get sick. But spray drift is a real concern, and that's one reason researchers regularly test the combination of fertilizers and nozzles. The University of Dayton is the latest to have such a lab. Here's Focus on Technology. The University of Dayton's low-speed wind tunnel is a hit with agribusiness, which sometimes had to wait weeks for testing.
Hey, welcome again. This is our test section. I'm not sure if you see there's a sprayer with a nozzle inside the test section.
UD Assistant Professor Sid Gunasekaran shows off what he thinks is just the second low-speed wind tunnel on a U.S. campus to be approved by the EPA. The tests are important because pesticide companies have to make sure the chemical droplets are big enough so they don't drift. Anything smaller than a human hair doesn't have enough weight to overcome air resistance and tends to float in wind currents. This is known as spray drift.
Again, if you think about the people involved are the nozzle manufacturing guys, the chemical manufacturing guys, and the EPA and the USDA, which sets standards, and the farmers who are actually applying these. So if something happens, drift-related issues happens, then it becomes a liability. You know, there's a lawsuit, and it becomes a finger-pointing game, you know, because farmer points to nozzle points to chemical points to the regulations, and, you know, it goes circles and circles.
Last week, UD brought in all the parties to discuss spray drift and show off its wind tunnel. A big fan sucks air through a pipe and keeps the chemicals inside the machine.
Right now, what it looks like is there is this huge test section that is rolled into this wind tunnel, and it looks like there's an area where we test, and after that the air expands, and then in the back of the test section you have what is called scrubbers. So scrubbers are there to knock down any chemicals.
The scrubbers are rated to knock down droplets less than 15 microns. That's about the size of 3 human red blood cells. Agronomist John Smith works for Winfield United, a company that sells pesticides and other products.
It's obviously a very important topic as we go forward and our chemistry methods get better to detect low levels of pesticides in the environment.
Smith's company has its own wind tunnel, and he came to UD to check out the latest technology.
So our industry's seen a lot of innovations in spray application technology in the last 20 years and a whole lot in the last 4 or 5 with the introduction of Xtend soybeans. So there's a lot of kind of new frontiers. I mean, we've been spraying crop protection products for a long time, but there's a lot of new frontiers out there with some of the new technologies that have come to the marketplace.
He explains 40 years ago the droplets were much smaller and now they are bigger to prevent spray drift. That's partly achieved by making different nozzles. Zari Dobrev of T-Jet Technologies sells spray nozzles. He admits it is difficult to get farmers to spend the money to buy different nozzles.
One way that it's being handled right now is some of the chemical manufacturers, the people that actually produce the chemicals that are being sprayed, on their labels, they will actually call out what size droplet has to be used.
But still, that can be difficult for farmers. Some nozzles cost $20 to $30 a piece, and spraying machines can call for 80 to 90 nozzles each. From the research end, safety points to larger droplets. Gunasekaran is able to tell just what combinations of chemicals and spray nozzles work to prevent spray drift.
So we give the droplet size distribution data, which means for a given combination of nozzle and chemicals, we tell them that this is the droplet size distribution, which means you have some droplet sizes, which makes up about 80% or 90% of the volume. And based on that information, we can calculate how much is the drift potential of that distribution. Then companies can make a decision whether what configuration to go with.
During testing, the wind tunnel is set to 15 miles an hour, and the sprayer is set to the EPA-approved pressure for the mixture and nozzle being tested. Then researchers spray test samples from agricultural companies through a laser to measure the range of droplet sizes. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.